We're doing Dov's Minute, and I want to quote a Medrash with regard to prayer. The Medrash says that when Shaul HaMelech, when King Saul, went to the woman to raise Shmuel from the dead, and then Shmuel told him all the different things, and Shmuel then told him, I want you to know tomorrow you're going to war, and you're going to join me. Tomorrow you and your children are dying and you're coming with me. Shaul hears this from Shmuel, and Shaul figures, okay, it's over. And he doesn't pray. If Shmuel told me I'm dead, Shaul said, what would my prayer help? He didn't pray, and really he was killed the next day, and he joined Shmuel. What caused him to die, our sages say? What caused Shaul to die was that he stopped praying. He assumed, because I heard from the dead, my old prophet Shmuel told me I'm going to die, there's no chance. If he would have prayed, he would have lived. Chizkiah didn't do like Shaul. When the prophet, his cousin Yeshaya, came to him and told him, God sent me to tell you, you're dying now. A live prophet came and told him, go give over your commandments to your family, you're dying. What did he do? He started praying. And what happened? God accepted his prayer and he lived for many, many more years. How did he undo the decree? By praying. What did Chizkiah say when he prayed? I have a tradition from my great-great-great-grandfather. From who? From David HaMelech. Even when a sword is by someone's throat, we don't give up on prayer. Shaul could have saved his life had he prayed. David saved his life. Chizkiah saved his life. Shabbat Shalom.